Wednesday night talking about praise. Talking about praise. We're about to wind this up. I like to say that, you know, like a month or two in advance. Give myself a little fudge factor right there. But we are about to wrap this up, but I'm not giving any dates. You know, it's like the return of the Lord. Nobody knows. And so I'm not going to try and speak prophetically about when I might be done with a Bible study on praise. But anyway, I want you to turn with me tonight to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 42. The last time we were together talking about praise, we talked about the genealogy of Jesus and that he was the son of David, who was the son of Abraham, and that David didn't really expect a reply when he asked this question before there because there really was no reply, but it was an expression of astonishment. When you consider all that the Lord has done for the nations, how could they rebel against him? I mean, you think about all that the Lord has done for our nation. Amen. Do you realize that every piece of currency that we have has "In God We Trust" on it? Did it ever dawn on anybody? Anybody ever asked the question, why? Because when we broke away from Britain, we had to have our own currency. And so they wanted to have a way to make sure that the people never lost track of who it was that they believed in. Who it was that was establishing this great nation. And that in so many ways that that the Lord, the way His hand of protection was on the Revolutionary War when we broke away from Britain, when that all took place, there were so many instances and of the provision of God and our forefathers when they established the American dollar and the currency that we have, they wanted something to do with God on that so that we would never forget that it's God that we serve, that God has established our nation, and that all that we have really belongs to the Lord. And so God provided for their basic needs, and He's guided them, He's kept them alive, and He sent the Savior to bring forgiveness and eternal light. Yet from the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11 to the crucifixion of Christ in Acts chapter 4 to the Battle of Armageddon in the book of Revelations, we need to understand that the Bible records humanity's foolish and futile rebellions against the will of our Creator. I can't tell you folks how many times the Lord has set me free and delivered me and protected me and watched over me and give me a do-over. I can't tell you. I really can't. And I've prayed like Paul, "Lord, remove this thing or that thing from me," and it never seems to happen. And it seems like I don't want to even think about comparing myself to Paul. I'm not the Apostle Paul, but I feel like sometimes he says, "You know what, just deal with it. My grace is sufficient. Resist it, keep fighting against it, but just know at the end of the day, my grace is sufficient." Now, I'm not saying anything to give any one of us a license to just carry on with bad behavior, but I'm just saying that when we fall into certain things, God said, "My grace is sufficient." But we have to keep fighting against it. We got to keep coming up against it and keep fighting. The nations rebelled against God, and in some abstract way, they defy the Messiah, the Son of God. And the one thing that the nations could agree with, according to Luke chapter 19 and verse 41, was, "We will not have this man reign over us. We will not have this man reign over us." The word Messiah comes from the Hebrew word meaning to anoint, which is the Greek equivalent of is Christ. And so in Isaiah chapter 42, I'm just trying to hurry through this and bring us back up to where we stopped. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 10 and through 12 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, and His praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them, let the wilderness and all of its cities lift up their voice, the villages of Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare His praise in the coastlands." See, God foresaw various responses to the Savior, His servant, and in truth, every human being should praise God for sending the Messiah into the world on such a great mission. I'm grateful that He did that. I rejoice that He did it. I'm thankful that He has prepared and is preparing a place for me and each one of us in this room. That I'm thankful that He's preparing a place for us. There's no greater gift that could have ever been given to the world than the salvation that came through Jesus Christ. Nothing. No greater gift. And so through the Messiah, all human beings can and should be saved. In fact, it's God's will that everybody be saved. He said in His Word, He said, "I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ." Now let me just say this real quick. That doesn't mean everybody's going to be saved. It's just that God's will is not that everybody would be saved. When He sent the Son, it didn't matter who did what, how bad it was, the redemption price that Jesus paid was sufficient to cover the debt. All we have to do is receive it. All human beings can become acceptable to God and have a personal relationship with the Lord. You ever think about a personal relationship? When I think about a personal relationship, my relationship with the Lord might be different in many ways from your relationship or your relationship or your relationship. Because we relate differently to other people. I think we probably relate differently to the Lord, and He relates differently to us. His foundational things don't change, I'm not saying that, but He deals with us differently. I believe that. Furthermore, all of us can have all of the darkness of sin, all of the darkness of guilt and death erased from our heart. Amen? The blood of Jesus cleanses us, the Bible says, from all unrighteousness. All of it. I think that's powerful. And so because of all of this, there should be a resounding response to God's gift of the Messiah by lifting up our voice in resounding praise. That, I mean, Kathy doesn't sit at that piano and the worship team and John and you know, Ray on the drum. The idea is not to perform some kind of a concert. The idea is to put forth something of a platform that everybody can get on and praise and worship the Lord. But too many times, church, we just sit in the back of our lap and we just sit there and we thought, that's just beautiful. Or maybe I don't like that song. Well, I got a news flash for you. The song ain't for you. And if we think the song is for us, we are really, really mistaken. Nothing about our worship service ought to be about us. It just shouldn't. And we should not hold back praise and worship to God. When you begin to think about the things that God has done in our life, it shouldn't be difficult for us to come up with some reason to praise Him. Man, I can think of Him all day long. Can you? Are we quick to give praise to God? Because church, here I got to say it again. You shouldn't be waiting until you get here for the piano music to start to begin to praise God. If you can't praise God driving down the road in your car or digging a ditch, we got to learn how to praise Him in all things. Paul said in Romans 15 and 11, again and again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud Him, all you people. And it's a quote from Psalm 117 and verse 1 that the psalmist calls, where the psalmist calls the Gentiles to praise God. Remember, the Jewish people thought they had the corner on the market. They thought it was there, that they were the chosen ones, and it was going to be us four and no more. But that was not the case, and today it's still not the case. And it probably was startling at times for the Jewish people to be reminded from their own scripture that the God who had chosen them was not theirs alone. And since God's unlimited love had been extended to all people, Jewish Christians should accept the Gentile Christians as full-fledged participants in the kingdom of God. I've got stepchildren. Stepchildren. Here's a news flash. I don't treat my stepchildren any different than I treat my blood children. Don't do it. Absolutely do not do it. And this is exactly what they're talking about here. The Gentiles and the Jews ought to treat one another the same. Why? Because we're the same family. We're the same family. And God's love is unlimited, and it's been extended to all people. Jewish Christians ought to accept the Gentiles as full-fledged participants of His kingdom. And so, what is it saying to us today? Well, every human being that breathes is called to shout forth the praises of God. It should not be difficult for children of God to praise Him. It just shouldn't. It just should not. Psalm 150 and verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you breathing? Well, then you're not getting out of it. When you're out there on a fire line, I'll bet you spend some time with the Lord out there, don't you? I know I did, when you can see the fire right there. It's like, hey, me and you, Jesus, we're here. Yeah. So if that's not enough, God commands. Now listen to me. Do you know what inanimate means? Those two rocks out there in the entryway, those are inanimate objects. God commanded inanimate nature to praise Him, such as the sun and the moon and the stars. And in Psalm 148, verse 3 and 4, it says, praise Him, sun, moon, praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. How many of you know the Bible says that if we don't praise God, that He's going to cause the rocks to cry out in our place? No rock and no tree is going to have to praise God for me. They can praise Him for them, but they're not going to be praising Him for me, because I'm going to praise Him for me. Psalm 148. Let me just bore you to tears and read all 14 verses. Psalm 148. Let me have a drink of water first. Got to get a run at it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes of all and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He has exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise the Lord. All creation is like a majestic symphony or a great choir composed of many harmonious parts that together offer up songs of praise to the Lord. Listen, have you ever heard an oboe? I have to be careful. I have a music teacher in the room. Yeah, well. How about a bassoon? Not a buffoon, a bassoon. You were close, but you were way, way off. Some instruments can sound okay by themselves, but they just sound better when they're accompanied by a symphony of other instruments. Each one of us, we might not sound that great, speaking from personal experience. But if I get enough other people surrounding me and singing, they can drown me out a little bit and I don't sound that bad. And truthfully, that's what we're to be doing, church. We're to lift our voice, regardless of how I sound or how I think I sound. God has called us to make a joyful noise unto Him. I'm pretty sure if burning flesh and hair is a sweet savor in the nostrils of a God, the things that come out of our mouth in an effort to praise Him probably sound pretty good in His ear, okay? I'm just throwing that out there. Every part, independent yet part of the whole, is caught up and carried along in swelling tides of praise. Listen, every one of us have a part to play in praise and worship. That's why Kathy encourages you. John encourages you. I'm encouraging you tonight. Tammy is encouraging. Everybody is encouraging us. Don't just sit back and listen to a song service. Enter in. Be a part of it. Lift your voice. It's a picture here of how we as believers ought to be praising God individually, yet also as a part of this great choir of believers worldwide. Stop and think for just a moment of tonight at 6 o'clock. Kathy began playing the piano. We began singing. An hour before that, somewhere, somebody else started playing a piano, probably, and started singing. And an hour before that, somebody else started playing the piano and started singing. And in 4 minutes, somebody else is going to probably start playing the piano and singing. And so this the idea of praise is just going around and up and up and up constantly. How many churches in our, let's just use our time zone. How many churches in our time zone tonight had worship at 6 o'clock? Think about the people that, whether we knew it or not, joined in this great choir in this specific time zone of offering up praise to God tonight. And it was all going up to God. Think about that. It's so much more than us here in this church tonight. In fact, across our town. If everybody that prays and worship tonight at 6 o'clock could just come together, you would be amazed at the sound that would be going forth to heaven. So don't think of our praise as just some little something that we do. We are part of a great heavenly choir that is offering up praise and glory to God. Amen? One last question. Are you singing your part well in the worldwide choir of praise? That's what I want to leave you with. Are you singing your part well? Now, I'm not talking about on pitch. I'm not talking about on key. I'm not talking about on time. I'm talking about, are you praising God to the best of your ability in this choir, this worldwide choir of praise? Pardon me? All your heart, mind, and soul. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Well, there's that. But isn't that the way we ought to be? Horton hears a who. Me too. Me too. But it's not noise to him. Especially and not noise to him when it's coming from my heart and from your heart. Because he reads that. He recognizes that. And that's why we need to have our heart in it. That's why it can't be a song service or a concert. It's praise lifted to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we just worship you in this place tonight and we praise you, God. Lord, I pray that you would help us to learn to praise, especially in the midst of the battle. Lord, if we would lift up our voice in praise, I think we would be set free from quite a few things because the enemy can't stand it. And he can't be around it. And because he's not omnipresent, he has to flee. He's not everywhere all at once, all at the same time. Father, we love you tonight. We worship you and we give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Send us out of here with a good song, Kathy. I mean, they're all good. We worship you, Jesus. We praise your holy name, Lord. Purify my heart. Even though we know tonight, Lord, that in order for us to be refined, that means the heat is going to be turned up. But God, I pray that as the heat begins to turn up and the dross begins to melt and come to the surface, I pray, God, that as you take your hand and sweep the dross off, Lord, I pray that when you look down into our hearts, you can see a reflection. Purify us, O God. Make us precious as gold, silver. Set us apart to do your will. I pray in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Hey, God bless you. God go with you. Have a great rest of your week. Ladies, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Men, Friday night. Anything Saturday? Prayer Saturday night. Church again Sunday morning. We just start it all over again. Amen. Hey, invite somebody to church. God bless you. God go with you. Good night.